Back with Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll in the mayor's office in Salem. And Madam Mayor, recent headlines in the Salem News spotlighting the upcoming primary on Tuesday and other issues. And maybe you could give us a little genesis as to the voting situation and how it is respecting the Latino, how it is impacting the Latino community in Salem.
Sure. We've definitely had some headlines where members of our Latino neighborhoods and families have felt like they were not being heard around important issues regarding, you know, the access to voting. I think it's unfortunate that it bubbled up to this level, but I think it's great that we're having this conversation. If we're a community that is welcoming and inclusive and open to all, and we hold ourselves out that way, and we do, mm-hmm. it's an important community value in Salem, then we need to make sure that not only residents, our Latino residents have, you know, access to voting, but more importantly, that they're being heard when they have issues of concern in this nature.
What are some of the complaints or questions that the community has with respect to the voting issue?
Yeah, some of it I think stems from poor communication at the polls. Some of it I think stems from, you know, if you're a first-time voter, it can be intimidating. And wanting to have good communication, there was an agreement that was drafted that would enable poll workers to be trained better, members of our Latino community to work harder around civic engagement for Latino residents to understand what's at stake when they're voting, how, you know, what the rules are, so to speak, returning mm-hmm. your census so that you're not off the voting list and things like that. And unfortunately, that was sort of cast aside by some local officials. And I think, you know, we need to get back on track with understanding what the concerns are and then doing everything we can to make sure folks are not only heard, but that we're taking concrete steps to address those issues.
What are some of the steps that have been taken or will be taken?
Yeah, there have been additional poll trainings, additional hiring of bilingual staff. I think going forward, the Latino Leadership Coalition, just a grassroots group that's been formed trying to build civic engagement among Latino residents, would like to have regular check-ins after elections, would like to build a stronger form of communication between election officials and themselves so that when problems are cropping up, we can identify them right away. And it feels like in the past they haven't necessarily been given the benefit of the doubt when they've raised issues. So I think going forward, we need to build that trust and build, a recognition that these things may have occurred in the past, and what are we going to be doing about it going forward?
I'm guessing the mayor's office has been pretty involved in this.
Well, we don't have any oversight over elections, but certainly we have a strong relationship with the Latino Leadership Coalition. We meet regularly. I've been aware of these issues. I've attended Board of Registrars meetings, and, you know, I feel terrible when we see headlines like we've seen in the last couple days with respect to Latino voters feeling disenfranchised. So I'm committing to do everything mm-hmm. I can, and I know other local councilors I know our other local officials are city councilors as well, because we are a place that, you know, this isn't a Latino issue. This is a community value okay. issue, and we want to be that place.
And for someone who has that kind of a question or complaint, what does he or she do? How does he or she get heard?
Yeah, so if anyone has any issue with voting or access to voting or concerns about, you know, what may have happened, then I want to say that we have lots of really hardworking poll workers. It is not an easy task. You're usually there for very long shifts for very little pay. So I don't want to cast aspersions about the people who are working at the polls. But I do think there can be issues that arise. It's very clear. And when that happens, we need to bring that to the attention of election officials. That's the city clerk and the board of registrars. And hopefully going forward, they're as little issues as possible. And I think we all want to improve in every facet of what we're doing. So if we're missing some things, we want to get better at it.
That brings me to a related question, I guess. When I was teaching, we had some kind of representative in the building that had to do with, I don't know, civil rights or something like that. Is there such an organization in the municipal, in the municipal area?
Well, I mean, certainly when it comes to civil rights, all of us play a role in that, whether you're the city solicitor, the police department, or the mayor. Upholding civil rights is everyone's job. We do have what we call our No Place for Hate Committee, which focuses on – it's a municipal committee that focuses on ensuring equality for all residents. And it was, you know, play a large role in our adopting a non-discrimination ordinance and play a role with liaisons with all of our departments. So we have a police department that's a representative of that committee. We have a representative from the mayor's office that serves on that committee, from the council and others, with the goal of making sure that we are a place that people do feel is open and inclusive and has that value system. So we're focused on it. And that's what makes these headlines so hard, because we want to be a place that everyone feels welcome.
I know you're not the city clerk, but is there a projection as to how many people might be showing up for the primary tomorrow?
I think we're all anticipating it's going to be big numbers, given, you know, presidential elections generally bring everybody out. You may not vote in a local election, but you typically do tend to vote in a presidential election. This is the primary, so it's not the actual, you know, final election, but we do expect turnout to be high. So ask people to be patient if you're driving by the polling locations.
All right, and a little bit lighter note now. It's funny because everything for me is so focused on haunted happenings. I start thinking about that when I'm coming in here in August. you've got most recently a couple of interesting festivals sort of back-to-back, a chocolate festival and a beer festival.
Yeah, there was Salem So Sweet, which happens every year in February, a great opportunity for people to enjoy restaurants, chocolate, wine. I mean, what could be wrong? We've got ice carvings that are up. And then there was also a festival put on by some local restaurants, a block party, pig roast, goat roast, and local brewer, Notch. And it was fabulous. The weather cooperated, and it's always good to sort of have a shoulder season of excitement and events happening in Salem.
All right, a couple of quick questions, and I'll end it. Recently, there was I saw the mayors were involved in a pride. What was that called? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, our North Shore Pride committee, the festival committee, put together almost a networking event and also an opportunity to bring North Shore mayors together at the same time. It was held in Danversport, and the folks who run the North Shore Pride parade and festival just do a great job all year long gearing up for that event. And last week's event was just an opportunity to bring people together in celebration and also a networking opportunity as well.
Okay, and finally, it is... early on in budget season, I guess, maybe an update?
Yes.
Looking at that massive...
I'm meeting with the fire chief to talk about his budget right after this meeting. So, yeah, we are gearing up to put together a budget for the next fiscal year, looking at what we're expecting for state aid, trying to balance, obviously, the needs of our community with while also keeping our taxes affordable for residents is never an easy task, always a challenge, but one I enjoy, and we'll be working on that certainly for the next several months.
Thank you so much. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll.